Welcome back to the Always Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third and final chapter of Maseches Kinim. Today we are learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet, Chatas, Ve'ola, Usasuma, Umifereshes. So in this scenario, we have one bird that is a sin offering, another bird that is a burnt offering, we have a pair of birds that are not yet designated what they are, and we have a pair of birds that are designated what they are. Also, Kulan Lamalan, if all of these were offered above the line, which is where, again, a carbon ola, a burnt offering, goes, Mechza Kasher u'Mechza Pasul, then half of them, namely the carbon olas, are valid, and the other half of them, namely the carbon chatos, are not valid. Kulan Lamatan, if they're all offered below the line, Mechza Kasher u'Mechza Pasul, in that case, the sin offerings would be valid, and the burnt offerings would not be valid. Chetzion Yamalan v'chetzion Lamatan. Let's say half of them were offered above the line and half of them were offered below the line. Ein kasher ela sasuma. Then only the undesignated pair is valid. V'hi mischalekes b'neihem. And that's divided between the two women. So there were six birds in this scenario. In this case, only two of them are valid. Each woman is credited with one of the two birds. Let's see this in the Bart Neuro. Chatas va'ola v'sasuma u'mifereshes. So there's a sin offering, a burnt offering, an undesignated pair, and a designated pair. Shtei nashim shalachu shlosha kinim. So these two women jointly bought three sets of birds. Zod tzricha ola v'kein shalem. One needs an entire set plus a burnt offering. Dahainu shtei olos v'chatas achas. So she needs basically two burnt offerings and one sin offering. V'zod tzricha chatas v'kein shalem. The other one needs a set plus a sin offering. Dahainu shtei chatos v'ola achas. So she's going to be offering two sin offerings and a burnt offering. U'pirshu echad min hakinim preda ola lozo u'preda chatas lozo. And they designate one of the birds in a set to be her sin offering and her burnt offering. V'echad min hakinim, and another one of these sets, hinichu sasuma, they leave alone. Shalo pirshu eza ola ve'eza chatas. And they don't say this is the burnt offering and this is the sin offering. V'hashlishis, in the third set, pirshu eza ola ve'eza chatas. They say this one's for the burnt offering and that one's for the sin offering. Aval balim lo nitparshu, but they don't say for who. So that's how we end up with two women who jointly own an undesignated set, a designated set, a sin offering for one, a burnt offering for the other. Hare chatas lazo ve'ola lazo. V'kan sasuma v'kan mifereshes, like I just said. V'tzarech lahakriv shnei hakinim halalu stam al shtehem. So they need to offer these two sets for both women. Ha'olos lamala v'hachatos lamata. And in such a case, the burnt offerings go above the red line, and the sin offerings go below the red line. V'olos lazo v'hachatos lazo tzarech lahakriv l'shem balim. But the burnt offering for one and the sin offering for the other, those have to be offered in the name of their owners. And if the Kohen ends up offering half of them above the line and half of them below the line, en kashera elas asuma, then only the undesignated pair is valid. Dahaiminaihu da avat ola, v'haiminaihu da avat chatas, kasher. Because from that set, whichever one was offered as a burnt offering and whichever one was offered as a sin offering, it's valid. The others have to be offered as they were designated, and we don't know if that was the case. But here it doesn't matter. Kivan shekol kein v'kein hayabifnei atzmo. And this is the case because each set of birds was independent of the others. So the birds go in sets of twos. So if that's the case, then only that undesignated pair is valid. And they count one bird for each of the women. Mischalekes b'neihem, they divide it between them. Hoel u'be'erev l'kachum, since they bought these birds jointly, ha'achas yatze yedei chatas, ha'achas yatze yedei ola. Then one of them has fulfilled her obligation to bring a sin offering, and the other one has fulfilled her obligation to bring a burnt offering. Mishnah Hey, chatas shenis arva b'chova, if sin offering got mixed up with an obligatory pair, Ein kasher ela minyan chatas shebechova. Then the only amount that's valid is the number of sin offerings that were among the obligatory pair. Chova shnayim bechatas. We're going to read it now the simple way. The Bart Neuro has a different explanation. if the obligatory pair is twice as many as the sin offering, mechsa kasher u'mechsa pasul, then half of the birds are valid and half are invalid. V'chata shnayim b'chova, and if the sin offering is twice as many as the obligatory pairs, haminin shebachova kasher, then the number of birds in the obligatory pair is what's valid. V'chein ola, and the same is true of a burnt offering, shenis arva b'chova, that got mixed up with an obligatory pair. Ein kasher ela minyan olo shebechova. The only amount that's valid is the number of burnt offerings in the obligatory pair. Chova shnayim ba'ola. If the obligatory pair is twice the number of burnt offerings, then mechsa kasher mechsa pasul. Half are valid and half are invalid. Ola shnayim bechova. And if the burnt offerings are twice as many as the obligatory pair, haminin shebechova kasher. Then the number in the obligatory pairs is what's valid. So let's look in Bart Nuro, who, as I said, has a different and somewhat more complicated explanation for this Mishnah. Chata shenisarva b'chova, sin offerings got mixed up with obligatory pairs. Klomar, this means to say, ha detininan la'el b'parakama, that which we learned in the first chapter. Chata shenisarva b'chova, en kasha ela minyan chatos shebachova, that when sin offerings get mixed up with obligatory pairs, the only thing that's valid is the number of sin offerings that are in the obligatory pairs. Pa'amim, sha'ola oso minin lamechsa kasher u'mechsa pasul. Sometimes we actually count half of it is valid and half of it is invalid. U'pa'amim, sha'ola pachos mimechsa, and sometimes less than half. U'mefarish v'azil ketzad, and then the Mishnah goes on to explain how that is. Chova shnayim bechatas, mechsa kasher u'mechsa pasul. If there's twice as many in the obligatory pairs as in the sin offerings, then half are valid and half are invalid. Perish. Here's how the Bartner explains this. Shnei kinim chova. There are two sets of obligatory pairs. Sheyesh behen kefelim bachatas. And they have in them twice as many sin offerings. Kegon, for example. Shehikriv behen ola achas. They already offered one burnt offering from these two sets. V'nishari shtei chatos va'ola achas. So what's left now from these original four birds is two sin offerings and one burnt offering. So this is a case now where we have twice as many sin offerings in these two sets because one burnt offering has already been made. So if that's the case, mechsa kashul, mechsa pasul, then half are valid and half are invalid. Sha'ola achas, hanishares, eno yachil lahakriv, because the remaining burnt offering from these two sets cannot be offered. Shema zehu shenikva lachatas, because maybe that's the one that was designated to be a sin offering. Because again, from the pair that we already gave a carbon ola, the one that's left is automatically a carbon chatas. The chatas hu mereves, and the sin offering that got mixed up with these obligatory pairs, eno yachol lahakriv, that can't be offered. Shema hi ha'ola hanisheres, because maybe that's the remaining burnt offering from the original two pairs. Hilkach, therefore, Enu makriv elishtei chatos. Therefore, only two sin offerings can be offered from these birds. The hachatas humureves, and the sin offering that got mixed up with these sets. The ha'ola hanisheres, psulin. And the remaining burnt offering, those two birds are invalid. V'hainu mechsa kasher mechsa pasul. And so we see that this ends up being half of them valid, half of them invalid. Of these four birds, three remaining from the two sets plus the one sin offering that got mixed into them, of these four birds, two can be used and two cannot. Chata shnayim b'chova, if the sin offerings are twice as many as the obligatory pairs, minin shebachova kasher, then the number of birds in the obligatory pairs are what's valid, perish. The Bartner explains, Kegon shekerva chatas achas min hashnei hakinim, that one sin offering was already offered from these two sets. V'nishtairi shnei olos v'chatas achas. So now what's left from these two original pairs are two burnt offerings and one sin offering. Harehen arba predos. So now it's four individual birds imchatas shenis arva b'nehem, including the sin offering that got mixed up with these obligatory pairs. Bahari eno yachol lahakriv shteha olos, and now you can't offer these two burnt offerings. Shema yika chatas hamureves, because maybe you're taking the sin offering that got mixed up among them. Begam shtecha tos lo yakriv, and also the two sin offerings from these original two pairs you can't offer. Shema yikach oso shenekva laola, because maybe you're taking the one that is designated as an ola. Again, we already offered a chatas from one of these two sets. That means that the remaining bird from that set is automatically an ola. Hilchach, therefore, enu makriv elachatas achas. So therefore, from these four birds, the three that are left from the original two sets, plus the one that got mixed in with them, we can only offer one sin offering. Hare ola oso minyan hapachos shebachova. So we're counting only the minimum number from the obligatory pairs. Lipachos bimechsa kasher. So it's less than half that's valid. Ukihai gavna mifarshinan nami v'chein ola shenisarev b'chova. And the same is true for the next part of the Mishnah, which discusses an ola that gets mixed up in such a situation. All right, that is the end of the Mishnah. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter, and we will conclude this Masechta, and Rabbi Weinreb will begin Tractate Kalim.